earth. That does not exclude each other. You can have a look on the earth as a living organism, or you can have a look on the earth as a mineralic substance. And that makes the difference, which makes the difference between men and women. We saw cosmos is male, earth is female. So, but when a being is coming to earth, it can connect, and that is for everybody like that. But this being can have a relationship to the living side of the earth or to the dead side of the earth. And now you can see, when this being which comes to earth from the cosmos is more attracted to the living side of the earth, it is a female being. When it is attracted more to the dead side of the earth, it's a male being. And that is the explanation why on the other side you can say male is much more earthy than female. And that is another point of view. And you can on the other side in the same way say, what is water? Water is the expression of life. Where is life coming from? From the heaven. So when you see the woman is much more cosmic than the male, that is the problem is only that you don't mix it up. And then when you need to be the male more earthy, then it's so, or when you need it more cosmic, then you can do that. No, it's a different point of view. And don't mix them up, the two different points of view. That is just a problem of education and of thinking in the right way. When you see the body of a man and the body of a woman, it is obvious that the man is more earthy, the bone are stronger, and everything is more hardened, and so it is more earthy. But when you see a woman, the woman is more watery, is more alive, and all this, and is more cosmic. There's no doubt about it. But that is one point of view. The other point of view is that what I started, that the being of the cosmos is male and the being of the earth is female. And when you have an incarnation, that a cosmic influence touches the earth, then it is depending from the fact how this being, which is not male and not female, which is just between, as I quoted it, man has been created male-female, and not male and female, male-female. This being is now to go on earth, and now it is depending whether it is connecting more to the life side of the earth or the dead side of the earth. And that is afflicting the constitution of men and women. And it's, as I quoted, that the man is more hardened, more stronger, has more earthy forces, and his thinking is more dead. And the thinking of a woman is more alive. The typical abstract thinking is male thinking, intellectual thinking, that's the male, and that is correlated to the earth, to the dead part of the earth. And the woman is more correlated to the living part of the earth. And the question is nonsense. Is the earth alive or is it dead? It's both of it. The life is an earthy thing. This type of life we have only on the earth, not on the moon, not on the sun. Only on earth we have this type of life. So it belongs to the earth. But on the other side, the earth is just, the being of the earth is the dead substance, the crystalline, the mineralic substance. That is earthy too. So, and that we have to differ and not to question, is it like that or that? It depends from the point of view if we see this. Now, that is it, because this question was done, and I hope it's clear now how it works. And you see where, how the life starts. The life does never start from the substance, from the dead substance. That is one of the modern superstitions, the most awful superstitions. As long as we are working with amino acids and all this, that has nothing to do with the life. You see how the life starts from the water. And or it's a little bit organized water, the first cells. Therefore starts the life. Our biological life, it starts this way and goes down into the substance. So that goes in, that belongs to this side. That goes into the substance. And now you can see how that works, that everything is accepted from outside, working inside. It is obvious when once you have the idea. And this working from outside, inside, goes via the nervous system into the tissues. But even this is only a part. You can see that how from outside the formative forces even make our arms and legs. What is the very first beginning? You saw it in the embryo. It is a thing like that. That can be an arm or a leg. In this way it looks like in an embryo. That is living substance inside. And now come the formative forces, and now you can see how that works. What is, when this grows, what is the first, what is done, what is created? When this, maybe that is an arm, or it will be an arm. The first arm is the hand. And you can see later it is like that. You see a hand about like that, and nothing else. So that's how it starts. And as the next step comes, the hand is the first. The next comes the lower arm. And then comes the upper arm. And finally comes the shoulder. It is exactly opposite how we would do that. Of course. We would start, of course, no, you cannot start with the finger, you must start here, and then comes the second, and so, and finally the fingers. It is exactly opposite. And this we know, and everybody can see it by the damage by the thalidomide. You can exactly say the day when the mother did use this stuff. Why? And you have the damage when it has been taken very early. What is the result? That the hand is just here on the shoulder. So it was used when the hand was ready, but not the arm. And you can see that. That the first step is the hand, or the formation starts from outside inside. And the same you have in the legs, of course, you can have a feet just here on the belly and all this. You can see how the formation starts from outside, inside, and not opposite. So the formation, the living substance is existing, but the formation of the living substance, that is the problem. And that comes from outside and not from inside. And that belongs to the cosmic forces, and you see how that works, and the thalidomide, how that did work. It worked in destruction of the formative forces, not of the living forces. The child was born alive. The formative forces were interfered. So, that is the one thing. The other thing is, you see, the very first beginning of the human being comes from the cosmos. It comes on the earth and comes, enters from outside. It is working all the time, all the embryonic time, the individuality is working from outside on the embryo, preparing it in the right way. And that is a matter of the silica and this, from outside, inside. But when we are on Earth, we are earthy beings. We come from the cosmos, but now we are on Earth. We have substance of the Earth in us. And this substance of the Earth, which makes us to an earthy being, that is the opposite of the silica. That must be a substance which is just the being of a solid substance. And what is the solid substance in us? The bones, the teeth. And they contain calcium. And you, now you see exactly the opposite of this, what we found with the silica. The silica, we start with the silica and it goes down and diminishes and it dwindles more or less. And the calcium, in the first time, no calcium at all, or just traces. And then after some months you have a small calcification, and even the newborn has not much calcium. And now you can see, you can by an X-ray, you can see by of the wrist, you can exactly say how old is this child. A matter of calcification. It is progrediant. And so the opposite you have with the calcium. You see, that is silica and that is calcium. That is opposite. We have more and more calcium in our body. And when we have a pathological situation, it may be that even the cartilage is destroyed, that we have only still calcium there. And then we have an arthrosis deformans, where the cartilage is completely destroyed also, or a hardening, that even may be all the ligamentous of the spinal, of the columna, is completely calcified. Then we have a Bechterew. You say Bechterew?
Graves' disease.
Graves?
Ankylosis.
Ankylosis. The ankylosis, or whatever, or you have the hardening, and you see any elderly person is a little bit stiff, and it is too hardened and cannot move in the right, not so flexible anymore, or as the Bürger, the German specialist for vessels, who said it, a man is so old as his vessels, that he says, when they are rigid and they break, that it's gone. And that is, in a certain way, irreversible. So, you see, that is the calcium, the opposite of the silica. The older we are, the more we have calcium. And this calcium, which is just dead substance, the being of the earth, just dead, solid substance. This we start, we do not start from the dead substance. That is the end. We start from the life and not from the death. Full of consequences. We will come back to this in the last day or so. That you can see how it is. How it is. We start from the life and not from the death. Never more. So, and it goes ahead and we are more exposed to the forces of the earth when we are old. That's how it works. And where do we find this? You remember the silica was in the periphery. It comes from outside, inside. Hairs, nails, skin, rich in silica. There the forces come in. And here the calcium, exactly the opposite. That is inside. The bones, they store the calcium. And where starts the calcification?
Deepest portion of the skin or the bone.
exactly. Here, just round the ear. And this, what you petrification, that is just the being of hardening. And this, this bone is called
Petrous portion of the skin.
Petrous, yeah, Petrous portion. That is petrification. It starts here around the ear or in the skull, or there it starts. And that is the innermost point. And from there it goes ahead. It goes to the to the columna. It goes, now you can see it. Then follows the shoulder. Then follows the upper arm. Then follows the underarm. And the last are the fingers. You can exactly say how the formation goes. The formation of the earthy substances or earthy forces, they work now from inside outside. And now you can understand why the people today always are looking inside, inside. Why? Because they only know the earthy forces. Cosmos is not existing. Cosmos is superstition. And so, of course, they are looking always inside, smaller parts, into not into the cell, no, into the nucleus, not in the nucleus, into the chromosomes, not chromosomes, the genes, not chromosomes, inside the sequence of the amino acid. Ah, now they have it. And that is just where it is not. The formative forces are not coming from this side. They come from outside. There, but in a certain way it is right. There are forces coming from inside going outside. And these are the forces of the earth. And the substance of the earth, the calcium. And that is why the calcification goes from inside outside. So, now, you end in the... Here you have a certain point, where there's a certain equilibrium. But when you see this diagram, of course, that is not the real amount, because we have pounds of calcium and we have only grams or milligrams of silica. So that is just an abstraction here. You must realize it. We have not pounds of silica in us. We have just very small amounts of it. But the importance is like that, as I tried to elaborate here, how that works. Now, yeah?
Studies of calcium balance, I think, tend to indicate a net loss of calcium after the end of adolescence in terms of intake versus output.
That may be. I don't know, but that may be. Why not? But that does not say that during the time of the... development, it is like that, yeah. And on the other hand, as I mentioned it, we only see average values, and it may be very different. That is the type how we do that. It may be that in the one it is exactly different from another one. And that depends what we do with the substances. Not the substance makes something. We handle the substance. We use them as instrument. But of course, when we have not the instrument, we cannot work in it. And that is why, for instance, the silica works antisclerotic for people who use it, that they can use it. And that, I think that has an importance. So, now, that you can see here the incarnation and on the other side, the excarnation. Or the incarnation that we go, we combine us with the substance and we separate us from the substance. And when we do not go deep enough into the substance, then we are not incarnated in the right way. And when we do not go out of the body in the right way, we are fenced in. And that is the situation of a sclerotic person. They cannot get out of the organism. The organism is like a jail, and even they can feel that. They are unhappy. They feel themselves fenced in. Because that is just the earth, the substance. The problem is to overcome now the substance, the calcium, in the age. Or in other words, the problem of the first time of the childhood is even to overcome in the right way the cosmic forces, the silica, to combine themselves, to attract the calcium in the right way. And that you can see. Everything is a matter, even here, it's a matter of the time. When you conserve the situation here, in the very first beginning, then you are retarded. That's the problem of the retarded children. That they are in a state of an early childhood, or of even in an embryonic state. Or in the same way, when you are too progressed, in quotation marks, then you anticipate one thing. And that's the people don't realize that it, especially in children. When they seem to be adults, they know everything. The parents are proud on it. But it is only an anticipation of an aging. They do not only seem to be too old, they are too old. And it is much worse, this situation, than the opposite one. Because the aging is irreversible. When you are behind the time, yeah, you can manage it, but not when it is over. So that is a matter of the time to see that. And the life is just a problem of the time. The life, which the lower life, the biological life, the vital life, that is a matter of the time.
Can you say from your clinical experience that you get better results with retarded than precocious children?
I think one cannot say it because how you are retarded and how one is one does anticipate the time, that is very different. But it is a fact, a biological fact, that the aging is irreversible. It never has been observed that an old person did change to a child and a child to a baby. That never has been. But you can say, and that is an experience, children who are suffering from rickets, that's not a problem. Absolutely, for our treatment. They can, you treat them, and then they are absolutely healthy, normal people. But just these altklug.
Precocious.
These precocious people, to change them is, oh, that's difficult. Because they always know something better. And this, you cannot change. They don't accept it anymore. And that's a biological law that you can go a little bit faster, but you cannot stop anymore. And when it is done, it is you have this, then it's gone. Now, but we have to see this same from another point of view. We start our life from the water. And we start our life from life. So we do not start our life anyhow from a dead substance. Nevermore. The dead substance is always the end. And the beginning, this we must see. Go back. And you come, when you see this, you go that back. You come to the first cell. The first cell was alive. The mother was alive. The father was alive, at least during the conception, father can die. When the mother dies, it's finished. But, you know, they have been alive. the mother of the mother, the grandmother, and so on, they all has been alive. So you come to the consequence that we can have a base to judge what, how that works. The life never starts. It is existing. And that is this awful discussions which have been, when is the abortion is allowed? When does there start the life? It is so depressive because it's without any knowledge. Life does not start. It is existing. You can go to Adam and Eve. You will always find that the mother of the mother and the father of the father, they were alive. There were no a dead person who created the life. But you see, that's a fact. And how stupid are these discussions? When does start the life? It does not start. It is existing. But when we say this, this life does not start, it is just the biological life. It is not that what makes the human being. It is just the biological life. Because the individual life, which we have, which is absolutely different from my mother and my father, that's different. Therefore, you cannot say the same, aha, I have this from my mother and the mother has from the grandmother, and so you cannot go back this way. That's different. And so we have to differ just whether we speak from the biological life or from the spiritual life. Whether we speak from the body or from the soul. That's to differ. And you can see that this way the life does not start. That's a biological life. Or in a picture I would say it, it is, it goes through the times, and that is maybe the individuality now. That is the mother, that's the grandmother, and so it goes back. And that is his daughter, the granddaughter, and so it goes back. That is a stream of life going through the generations. This stream of life, or the etheric stream, that goes through. That is just this lower life, the etheric, or whatever you call it. And that must be in a certain way fixed. Of course it must be fixed. It cannot be that just you need a life. Yeah, this tree is alive too. Or that you need alive something like an animal. You will see, the cats only breed cats, and the dogs only breed dogs. So that is fixed. You cannot expect from a dog a cat. Why? They are alive too. They are animals. Both they are animals. Because it is fixed. But when you go back, what was in the beginning? We did elaborate this the last days. What was in the very first beginning? The unit. So you can say, what was in the beginning? The cat or the dog? And you can answer this question. It was not the dog and not the cat. The famous question, who was the first? The hen or the egg? You can get crazy by this question. Indeed, I found people who said it is, how can we find it? It's awful. Where the egg is coming from, it must keep from a hen, but the hen came from the egg, and so you can go back by this thought. Indeed, you can, you get crazy by this. Why? Because the question is wrong. When you ask who is the first, then you anticipate that one must be the first. Of course, that is the question. And that is wrong. The first was not the egg and not the hen. The beginning was a state where was no hen and no egg. That's the thing. And so on a wrong question, there cannot be a right answer. Yeah. But our scientific work is full of wrong questions. And they are working on it and working on it, and they don't see that the base is wrong. The beginning was not the egg, in the beginning was not the hen, but a state which was neither hen nor egg. And that makes the problems. And so, you see, in the beginning, of course, it must be now, something must be fixed. But when you go back, you may be sure it was not in the beginning, was not cat and dog. There was something was where it was not yet separated. In the beginning was not plant and animals. In the beginning was a state between plants and animals. That is the way how it works. And this you can understand only when you have this idea of a polarity, that you go in the one and you go in the other direction. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Not at first the heaven and then the earth, or so, as we mentioned it. No. In the same time, they belong together. As you say here, God created heaven and earth. He divided the waters from the water. He divided the light from the darkness. In the same way, you can see there was divided the animals and the plants. Mm. And that makes this polarity. And that makes, as we you remember all this we had here, the animal is red, the plant is green. The animal lives from oxidation, the plant lives from reduction. They belong together. It is stupid who is better, plant or animal. That's the wrong question. They belong together. Both of them are a part of the reality. They both make the reality. When you separate them, you have only a part of the reality. So that is the way how that works. But when you have now this way, you have the separation. Animal, plants. Now it goes into the differentiation. And finally, it must be fixed. And this fixation, that indeed the type of life, when it is reproduced, is the same one. Therefore, indeed, you need a certain fixation. The being of a dog and the being of a cat is a spiritual being, but it is correlated to the life. It is correlated to this here, so that the etheric body of a dog is of course different from the etheric body of a horse or of a cow. They are different, but they must be fixed. That it goes in a certain direction and always it produces the same and not just a heap of cells. Therefore you need a certain fixation. And this fixation, this we call heredity. It comes from the mother to the daughter, from the daughter to the granddaughter, and so that it is fixed. But any fixation is a matter of a specialization. So even all this once was not existing once. It is a matter that it was a matter of the time. You can be sure when the separation between animal and dog was not so that there was a common being and they were still more a unit of this, there it was not so fixed, they were more open. But the more you go to the specialization, the more they are specialized, the more they are fixed. That knows everybody who has to do with breeding. Whether they breed rabbits or horses, or that is not so important. They know. We can make the specialization, but we can only make to bring out what is in. We cannot do more. That means you can breed maybe a horse which has long legs or small legs. You can, it has been done. It's amazing what the people do. They breed a horse which is smaller than a dog. And this guy who described it, I didn't see it, but who described it, said, I wouldn't wonder when this horse once would be bark. But it is so small. You can have it in your hand or in your pocket. So that is possible. But it is not possible that from a horse you make a horse with wings. That's impossible. You can breed bigger horses, smaller ones, heavy, light, or any color, all this, because it's included in the being horse. But you cannot make a flying horse with wings. That's impossible. Because it's fixed. And that is just what we call heredity here. That is the region of the heredity. And that goes through the time. And that is a matter of the etheric body, not of the physical. When physical, what is this? What comes from the father or so? That substance is nothing. It is a matter of the etheric body which goes through. Heredity is a matter of the life. The life that is fixed. But when you see the human body, the human being, the life is only the lowest part. The spirit does not come from this life. And in the same way you can see when you transport the thought, it transforms the thought. Life, you can go back and it is not beginning. And the spirit, when you see it really, you see spirit is not beginning. And it is not ending. The spirit just touches the life. The spirit touches the life. You can make such an example for this here. The spirit does not begin. It comes to the earth and involves now here this life, this biological life. And that is the way of the incarnation. And exactly this happens. Now you can say exactly the second when it happens. With the first breathing. There starts the incarnation or the combining of the spirit with the biological life. And what happens in the embryonic time? I just mentioned it. In the embryonic time, this spirit is working from outside. And that is why I always stressed it, that everything is working from outside, not from inside. It is working from outside, preparing the body, that it is an individual one, not just any life. It is just an individual one. That happens during the embryonic time. All this time, the spirit is working on it. And entering, which is completely different, this entering happens with the first breathing. Yeah.
But still, the spirit that works on the outside on an embryo is already a very specific one. It's already
okay.
That individuality.
That's the individuality. That's not any spirit.
So it's not that embryo is not a part, just a part of the mother's body, like a
not at all. That is one of the most stupid things which in Germany, when there was a demonstration, that they, for a couple of movement was that they should allow abortion. And they were moving there, the woman with posters, the womb belongs to me. Oh, so poor. It's so poor. Because what happens, even the body does not belong to me. It is just a gift of God's. You see it in the Bible. Let us make men as an image of us. Or so. That is just, and even this life, the child does not belong to the parents. Even this expression is awful. The child does not belong. The car belongs to this. That's right. But not the child. You cannot possess a child. And that is why now the people do that. But you cannot sell a child. People do that. Go to South America. Hundreds of children are sold. But it is just against any human life. Against any human life. It does not belong you. You are responsible for it, but it doesn't belong you. And you only give the child an occasion for an incarnation, but you do not produce the life. Ask a pregnant woman how she does it that it grows. She does nothing. So it is not the woman who makes the life. Yeah, but okay, yeah.
How much does an individual ego influence conception?
Yeah. That is the excellent questions to start Monday with this. Yeah. Here you find the title of this book, which I quoted, on the influence of light on the human body. It is interesting to see that and to realize how deep is the influence of all this. That is a comprehension of some decays of experimental studies on this topic. In case you cannot read it, that's Hollwig, The Influence of Ocular Light, Light Perception on Metabolism in Man and Animal, New York, 1979. So you find the differentiation between the ultraviolet light and the red light, and the influence of light on blind people, on seeing people, and how that is all this. Yeah. Now, we did see the last week how the formation comes from outside. That means the cosmic forces. And on the other side, from inside come, they are working the terrestrial forces. And we saw how the cosmic forces were related to the forces of the silica, which you find outside, and how the earthy forces are correlated to the calcium. And the calcium works from inside, the calcification starts inside and goes outside. Now, all this we saw. And